My next guest is on the line. He's Dr. Martin Struss. He is the chairperson of the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health and Allied Practitioners. And we're going to be talking about news that has been publicized on a whole bunch of platforms over the past couple of days. The Lancet magazine, I think medicine's preeminent publication, publishing a call to suspend the Israeli Medical Association from the World Medical Association. I certainly took up and took notice. Pretty surprised to see a vehicle like that being used to make a call like that. To help us understand the issue a little better is my next guest, Dr. Struss. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Simon. Good afternoon to everybody.
So maybe for those of us who are not kind of medically literate, just how important is the Lancet in the world of medicine?
Well, the Lancet is a well-known medical journal that has a high impact factor, which means that a lot of people read it. It really is regarded as a preeminent journal. In recent years, a number of people have become quite concerned about the Lancet's bias against Israel. Various Jewish organizations and individual doctors have reached out to it, but there seems to be one individual in particular at the Lancet who seems to have it in for Israel and guns for Israel. But that's the background to the Lancet, but it is generally a well-regarded medical journal. So one can't really ignore what goes on in it.
And that's the problem. I mean, I grew up in a medical family. My late dad was a doctor. The Lancet was spoken about as the gold standard. I've known about it my whole life. I'm just beginning to wonder what on earth or when did it start getting involved in making calls to ban certain countries? I always thought it was there to publish research.
You know, Simon, I've queried this because people tell me that the Lancet has published this petition. I am not a medical doctor. I am an educational psychologist who heads up the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health, Medical and Allied Practitioners. So I don't subscribe to the Lancet. But from what I've seen, it seems that like the Lancet has carried a short article on the different players and stakeholders in this dispute. I don't know whether the Lancet has actively asked people to sign the petition. My reading or what I'm hearing from colleagues is that it has, but I'm not 100% sure of that. The point is that they're drawing attention to a serious issue, and there have been other medical journals, certainly in South Africa. We've had journals that have taken up a very biased stance against Israel, positioning Israel as uniquely evil amongst the world's nations and genocidal and apartheid-like and colonial and anything else you can think of. So it's not surprising. I think that the medical and the mental health spaces have really become a new battlefield for trying to bash Israel.
I find that just so difficult to comprehend. I kind of get it in so many other spheres. If I think of the kind of contribution that Israeli medicine has made to health worldwide and for so many years, this is the last area that I would have thought we would have seen being used as political warfare. Are you surprised that medicine has been turned into such an powerful battleground for these sorts of issues?
You know, I think that it's because there's this sort of aura of authority and expertise that doctors have. And so they're now being called upon to give some sort of authority to anti-Zionist and anti-Israel claims. The problem with a number of medical associations, the World Health Organization, Doctors Without Borders, some of these medical journals, is that they are acting as if they are legal professionals, more than that, as if they judge and jury. So they are actually stepping beyond the parameters of their scope of professional competence. They can certainly speak about medical emergencies and the impact on people, the traumatic impact on people of being in war zones, being understaffed, problems with medical facilities, But what they can't really do with authority is pronounce on quite complicated legal disputes. That is really
agree.
The job of a court of law to do. And I think that it is unethical in terms of their codes of conduct.
So can anybody do anything? Is there any way to push back against this? I mean, you're right. The International Criminal Court is looking at whether, in fact, a genocide happens. South Africa pushed out its evidence. We may have an answer to this question in 3-4 years' time, if we're lucky. How on earth can the Lancet take a position so unambiguously that a genocide is happening? It's insane.
Yeah, well, again, whether the Lancet is the antagonist here or not, this actually has an interesting background for us in South Africa, because in October 2025, the South African Medical Association announced that it would suspend relations with the Israeli Medical Association, and they called for the Israeli Medical Association suspension from the World Medical Association, and that motion never carried because the World Medical Association generally opposes exclusion of any of its members.
Yeah, you took me to exactly where I wanted you to go. Governance. Yeah, that was going to be my very next issue, that they've rejected the call.
They rejected the call. So now we've got three new organizations. These organizations are the People's Health Movement. I've never heard of them. Then there's a group of Dutch doctors for Gaza. I'm told that there's quite virulent anti-Israel sentiment among certain Dutch doctors. And then there's also a group called the Jewish Voice for Peace, ironically. And they've, again, placed this issue on the agenda of suspending the Israel Medical Association. And they're making the same claims that the South African Medical Association made late last year. They're saying that the Israeli Medical Association failed to speak out against the genocide of Palestinians, against the destruction of healthcare infrastructure and allegedly torture and killing of healthcare workers in Gaza. So the matter is now back on the agenda. In July of this year, the World Medical Association needs to consider this new appeal. And if it goes through, then there'll be a full discussion of the issue and a possible vote at the World Medical Association meeting in October 2026, which, believe it or not, is apparently scheduled for the 7th of October 2026.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, if that's not culturally insensitive and just, you know, part of Holocaust inversion, if it's, you know, not much is.
It's really interesting because they had put out a statement, the World Medical Association, that is saying that suspending the Israel Medical Association would shrink dialogue. So clearly the converse of that is true, that they're not looking to shrink dialogue, but rather extend it. This at a time, they say, when ethics are more needed than at any other time before. It's interesting, though, that there are just so many groups who are still pushing for exclusion rather than engagement. You want to weigh in on that in any way? Like, why?
Well, I think, look, you know, one needs to look at who's motivating these efforts. I think that's part of a huge groundswell of anti-Zionist, anti-Israel activity in our modern day. But, you know, I think you asked me earlier what can be done about it. And it's reassuring to know that there's a counter petition
that
is being supported by many associations. So it's a petition that I will be signing on behalf of SAGMAP, the organization that I represent, but we also have loose ties to many other Jewish medical associations through the world under an umbrella of a group called the Global Jewish Health Alliance, who are doing excellent work. Really what we're saying is that this effort is just really silly, because it's not going to lead to increased peace in the area, their medical petition, and it's certainly not going to improve healthcare. As you say or suggest, it's really a closure of space for discussion, and in my view, a form of ideological closure against against Israel, who they don't like, but you know, they're choosing the medical field as their battlefield. And the truth is that the Israeli Medical Association represents over 30,000 physicians of very diverse backgrounds. And it has affirmed principles of non-discrimination and medical ethics, irrespective of patients' nationality or affiliation.
They saved Yechiel Sinwar, for goodness sake. They operated on his brain. If they hadn't, you know, things would be a bit different today.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. That's interesting. What's that all about, Simon?
Yechiel Sinwar had a brain hemorrhage or something, or a brain tumor, when he was in Israeli prison. And he was the orchestrator of the 7th of October. And had they not operated on him, probably, in all reasonable to assume, 7th of October wouldn't have happened if he had died.
Precisely.
But no, they seem to take the Hippocratic Oath to a degree that I'm not sure too many others would have. I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to ask you this question. I'm going to just chance my luck here. But a listener, his name is Bernard, has asked me, who's the individual at Lancet? I don't know if you're comfortable answering that, if we know, if we don't know. But how do you feel about that?
Well, the truth is, I'll have to look it up. I don't remember offhand. I remember my colleagues saying that this person... you know, has it in for them. I can, if you put me in touch with Bernard, or rather Bernard in touch with Sage Matt, then I'll try and find the person's name.
Okay. We're going to leave it there. I really, really appreciate you chatting to me this afternoon. Thank you so much for your input. That was Dr. Martin Struss, the chairperson of the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health and Allied Practitioners.